Happy Welcome Father's
back.
Day.
Welcome
Happy
back to the Q&A.
Happy Father's Q&A.
Thank you. Oh, today had a lot of surprises.
Didn't it? Hey, you know what? It kicked off with my pew. I love my pew.
You still
Thanks
got your
for
pew.
My pew. Q&A.
I wanted to call it Q&A.
I know. Wonderful. Well, okay, and we should start off and say, hey, we are jumping into Q&A, so if you have any questions about today's sermon, and old stepdad Joe the Rock, my
old
new
Joe.
Favorite character of the Bible that I even missed. Then text them in to us at 360. Do we have that on the thing? Because I'll have to remember.
You tell them. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Oh, is it my turn to tell a big long story, too? I can't wait. Well, anyway, our number is 360-447-8474. You guys know it. You've been sending in good stuff. But send me any questions you have about today's sermon, specifically anything that you want to talk about that you want Bruce to answer. I'll make him answer it right now. But... what did you go get? What's going
on? I forgot I had a picture to show. What's the matter?
Oh.
Wait. What's the matter?
No.
We're going? I see people throwing their arms up.
That's just how it goes down here.
Okay, can we go to this camera here?
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
I want to show. I can walk forward. Here, look it. I can just. I can do this. Okay, see this church? This church is in Philadelphia. Underwent a major renovation. It was built in 1925. And when they renovated it, they got rid of the pews. And that's where I got the pew.
That is so cool.
And by the way, it's not just for you. And as you know, I let him know. It's for everyone. This pew is going to be in the front lobby when you come in the main.
It's the people's pew.
It's the people's pew.
You know, in the front lobby, right? When you come in the front door, you get to come sit in the pew?
You see the pew. You see the Jesus mosaic. Because the thing I like about how we're remodeling the church, it's old and new. It's like that scripture about the man that brings out of his treasure the things. The wise man brings out both things that are old and things that are new. And so it's like, you know what? We need a pew. It's a church.
Yeah.
We need a pew.
I want one for my house. It's remarkably comfortable. I thought everyone... I wasn't raised with like wooden pews like some people who are used to.
I was.
I went to... No, mine were padded. I went somewhere where it had... Anyway.
Not mine.
Anyway, but it's not bad. It's ergonomic. I mean, at least for those of us with a flat posterior, perhaps. All right, cool. Hey, it's Father's Day.
Yep.
You know what one of the saddest parts... This is the
And happy Father's Day, Pops. I hope you got to see... The live stories.
That's right. This is he's like, this is why. See, the technology, it's tricky. And happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. You're the best. You're hanging in there. I know it. Here's my, or I have a couple of things I want to say to you. One, the saddest part about the entire situation has got to be today.
Yes.
You know, do you know why?
I can guess.
What do you think?
Because... if we were at church right now, Pastor Nick would be outside barbecuing salmon, and all you dads would be having salmon right now. So in honor of you...
Oh, yeah. You know what, though?
Pastor Nick brought me, but you mentioned how you wanted to go old school last week, so...
Look at this.
I got you a warmed-over egg McMuffin.
Oh, it takes me back. Do you remember that? That's how this whole thing...
Wait, you're not supposed to be enjoying that as much as I'm enjoying this. So this is for all of you.
You can really taste the synthetic cheese on this one, I bet. Oh, it's not even sausage. Never mind.
You know what we might have to do?
I quit.
You know what we might have to do?
What?
I shouldn't say this out loud because Cheryl's going to have a heart attack.
Go on.
Our first Sunday we're back together. We should make up
for
Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Chocolate.
And have everything.
Ooh, Cheryl is going to have
Hey, Cheryl, make that happen. Okay, next. Here, just a second. I need my hands.
Yeah.
Okay. That's done.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least we'll get to enjoy this for everybody. I hope everybody's having a great Father's Day. Take care of your dads. They're wonderful. Make them your own muffin. Okay. While you're eating, because I think that's a good time to ask you questions. I've got a couple of questions for you. Somebody pointed out, seems like a contradiction here in the three verses between Matthew 1, 18, 19, and 20, where he's, to be married to Joe, and then her husband Joe was to divorce her in 19, and then in verse 20, don't be afraid to take her as your wife. So were they married at the time or not?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I got my mouth full.
That's a good answer.
I did that to buy myself some time.
Smart.
So I understand completely what he's saying, that he was engaged to be married.
Right.
He was going, then all of a sudden he's going to divorce her. And then they're saying, don't be afraid to take her as your wife.
Yeah.
Well, were they engaged? Were they married? What was going on? Marriage was just done very differently back then. When they got engaged, betrothed, that was just like our wedding ceremony. That's like our marriage certificate. That's when they were married. But they still weren't husband and wife. They still weren't living together. And they didn't have a big wedding ceremony like we have. It was a whole thing where the bridegroom would be brought down and they would announce him, and the young virgins would run out with their oil lamps if it was night, and he'd come to the house, and then they'd have the house all done up, and he'd go into the house with her and they'd all wait outside. And then when they came back out the door, everyone would cheer. And because now they were husband and wife, and then they would have a big party with lots of food and wine. And so when they're betrothed, they're husband and wife, they're married, but they're not living as husband and wife yet. He hasn't brought her into his house.
Right, 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 right.
And so to dissolve a betrothal, you actually had to have a divorce, even though the marriage wasn't finished.
Yeah. The agreements meant a little more back then, I think. Okay.
Does that answer?
Yeah, that's great. That makes perfect sense, actually. I love it. P.S. Cheryl is having a heart attack. She has let us know that that's
okay,
the end of
okay, we
Cheryl.
May not do that. We may or
we'll
may
see.
Not.
It may be a BYO Egg McMuffin.
Bring your own...
Egg McMuffin. Never mind. Okay. Like, that's what you would like for our day coming back. Everybody can bring their own salmon. All right. Hey, I'm good. It's good to hear we're having people tell us that we are coming through. They can hear us again.
Good.
Cheryl is surviving. Oh, P.S. Just you should. Do you don't have the pic? Do you have any of the pictures of that you were using for Joe for? This?
All I have is
I loved
just
it so.
This isn't the finished one. It's a middle one that we use. But I do want to tell the story. This is just one of my favorite pictures. This is before we turned the girl into a boy. But to get this picture.
It's such a cool idea. I love having these mental snapshots for stuff that I've never...
Well, I do this a lot, even when I don't use them for sermons, where I cast the characters. I read everything I can in Scripture about them. I go, okay, so who would play this? You know, I want this picture in my head. And it's like, okay, so you need someone that's tough. Working with stone and wood and built every day. Common guy, construction guy. Tough but tender, can take anybody on, going to raise the Son of God, but nice guy inside. It's like Dwayne Johnson. I think Dwayne Johnson, kind of the roles he's been playing lately, fatherly roles and all of that. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson. And so then I went to look for a picture and somewhere, and I went, oh my goodness, his name is The Rock. How perfect is that? So we found a picture of Dwayne Johnson holding his daughter. And then we found a background. This is an actual they've built a carpenter shop in Nazareth as a tourist thing. And this is the carpenter shop in Nazareth built to look like Joseph. So we
super
cut them
cool.
out, put them in that. Then we went and Kinnickley found a costume from a movie called The Young Messiah. And we clipped that out and put it on her. It's a her at the time. And then found another Jesus healing a beggar. And this is what the beggar was wearing. We just flipped the outfit, put it on The Rock. And then Noah used face app software to turn the girl into a boy. And voila.
And now I'll never see it any other way.
Yeah.
Old Joe got an upgrade. He's always going to be just ripped in my mind. Here's a question.
Okay.
If Joseph is so righteous, why is he having any second thoughts about crazy Mary?
It would be just like if you're a righteous person and you love the Lord, and someone just came up to you that you knew and loved and said, boy, an angel appeared to me and said, I'm going to be pregnant by the Spirit and have a spirit baby who's going to be the Savior of the world. Righteousness doesn't...
I mean, buying everything that has God's name
because
attached to it.
Righteousness doesn't mean gullible.
Right.
And so there has to be a righteous skepticism where you go, well, wait, is this God or isn't it? Because obviously, if it's God, he wants to do it. How do we know? Because he did when he found out.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not God, he doesn't want to do it. And so when scripture says, you have to know one thing about this guy. He's a righteous man. So now through that lens, knowing that the Lord wants to make it clear that this man he chose was a righteous man. He wanted to do, not perfect, but wanted to do what was right. So you look through that lens in everything he did. And so when he was going to put Mary away quietly, obviously he doesn't, I don't know if he's struggling with it. I don't know what it is. He's afraid. It says he's afraid to take her into his house as his wife. The fear might be he's afraid that it's not really God.
Right.
That it's, I don't know which way to go. And then God gives him a dream. And see, I wrestle with that because I think, well, but you could still wake up from the dream and go, but it was just a dream.
Uh-huh.
It was just a dream. And this whole idea where God meets you right where you are. And I didn't have time to go into it, but boy, if you look at what he says in the dream to him, especially they will call him Emmanuel, the angel uses these little clips of Old Testament scripture. We know that Joseph was a righteous man, which means he loved the Lord and knew his word.
Right, right.
So whatever that angel, whatever he dreamt, brought to mind the exact scriptures that he woke up, that he woke up and went, wait, let me go look those up. And, you know, looked up those and went, read and read and read and went, this is how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It is written in there like this. And it, and so something clicked in him. And maybe he didn't need to go read it. Maybe he knew the word so well, you know.
Need that first domino every once in a while, too, where somebody just, you go, is this of God's will? And then you go, because I'm worried about blank, blank. And then you just get that little nudge. Hey, remember this? And that's, okay, I can see how this would be.
Yeah, because in Ezekiel where it says, receive every word I've spoken into your heart and have ears to hear. When the Lord says he's a righteous man, he probably had done his best to receive the word of God into his heart. And it may be that he so knew the word of God that first, remember, an angel appeared to John the Baptist's dad and they're related. So he's heard all about that. And he's heard all about Zechariah's song that's full of prophecy, full of Old Testament scripture. Now Mary comes as the angel told me all of these things filled with scriptural quotes. I think Joseph goes to sleep and the angel comes and gives him this piece, this piece, this piece that just magically is like a key. It connects everything. And he, being a righteous man who knew the word of God, woke up and went, it's all true. It all makes sense. Yeah.
Good.
I don't think he woke up and went, I believe dreams.
Yeah, no.
I think he woke up and said, I believe the word of God, and I know the word of God because I'm a righteous man.
God's never in it to dupe you, too. Is like, I think that's a big, that's good for all of us to have that that first sifting of, you know, something sounds tough. Like, is she crazy? Am I supposed to do this? And then you go, I don't think so, but I'm going to just cautiously move forward, always willing to say, you lead me, God.
Right.
Which direction are we ending up here?
Well, and Mary, said this in the sermon, I'll bring it back up. She obviously believes what she's saying.
Yeah.
He obviously loves her and she loves him. They're going to get married. Well, they've basically gotten married. And he knows her. They know each other.
Right, right.
She's a good, honest person. He's a righteous man. And so at this point, he's filled with fear. It doesn't say he's filled with rage. You know, it's funny how the angel has to tell him, stop being afraid, because he's listening to her and thinking, I know you believe what you believe.
Yeah.
You believe what you're saying. And I know that you're not a weirdo, but are you crazy?
Yeah.
Maybe you've snapped. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just afraid that I don't have enough yet to, and so
we're not instantly dismissive, and we're not instantly, you know, we're not gullible either, but you're always checking it against scripture, like you said, run it through the filter, bring it to him in prayer, bring it to him as in the word, and just follow where it goes.
Yep.
Couple of real quick things. One, somebody was asking, were you going to show the graduates? Because I know we had some choppiness earlier, so if, in case that didn't go through the, our graduating class,
we'll show it again after?
Yeah, right after this. It'll be the first thing that runs, so you can celebrate them, and everybody should stand and applaud, because they graduated, they made it. And I'll tell you what,
and get your screen capture and send that to everybody.
That's right. I felt really... My heart went out to all the graduating, because this is just such a strange graduation, except for it turned... My wife and I, we went and did the Anacortes parade. And I'm borderline cynical about a lot of things, and I was like, oh, this is the best we can do. And I went, and Anacortes turned out, and I know I've seen it like in Cedro and stuff too, and everybody did this. It warmed my heart. It felt like just everybody coming together in the most heartwarming way, and I was really touched by it. And I could just see it in the kids that they felt celebrated. And so good job, community. I was just very happy about all that. Yeah. I know, it softened old Grinch's heart here too. I was like, we'll do this every year.
I like you sitting in that pew.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big improvement.
Isn't it nice?
It's our phase two pew.
Phase two pew. Phase pew. Oh, and then somebody asked also, they said, just curious, when you got up, what did you grab from your chair? And the only reason why is because this is our behind the scenes day a little bit. Yeah,
that's my microphone pack.
Microphone pack. And yeah, if you didn't... I mean,
I used to have it clipped on me, but then I would move and the sound would crackle. So now I have it in the crack of the chair and I forget about it all the time and I get up and it pulls me back down. So I'm glad I renewed.
Tethered. It's nice to tether, Bruce. It's good.
Yeah.
I got no more for it. This is your last chance. If you want a question about today's sermon, this would be the time to send it in. Any other housekeeping stuff? I want to remind everyone that we put a link, because there's a lot of talk about the loosening restrictions and everything for meeting. And so we put some great literature that's really helps you to like understand
And written from a Christian perspective for Christians about the whole when and how and where.
And the right, responsible, mature... spiritual, safe, everything. So it's good. I encourage everyone to read it so that we can be the most informed congregation who's really...
And also, as soon as this is over, we are going to edit this down so it's just like one smooth service?
Yeah, somehow, some way. Yeah, it ought to be.
You're going to be able to... Probably not be able to fix the worship thing?
Probably, I don't know. We'll see. There'll be something you can share it. The worst thing that might happen is you might have to worship a little more. Nuts. See, that's a good thing. All right.
Maybe we could load Good Good Father as a separate thing or something. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
That was such a good song.
It was.
It's like today was the day for things.
Let's point at Michael, who's been doing amazing.
Oh my goodness, Michael Pedrosa's cinematography work,
camera work.
It's so
good.
Each week I point it out and I say, look at how good this looks. And he's got his son and Colin's son as the two cameramen.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just astounding.
And the work that goes into that. Editing.
Unbelievable.
And,
I believe it. There was a reason for which
you're
going to
edit
about
the thing together, and it'll be just
well. One of the things that we should do too is we've been cutting out some little sermon snippets and everything, but we should cut out some worship snippets and post those separate too, so you can just share those around because it's
so good.
So good. I think I got a one here. It says Joseph is called a righteous man. He is called to raise a child, not his. Is this a reference to Moses?
You know, I'm not sure what you mean.
So he's raising a kid that's not biologically his. Moses was raised, this is what I'm assuming, by somebody who is not biologically his mother. So we have another step situation.
Interesting.
That's a good catch, yeah. That is very interesting.
Because you have the body of Moses, and then it becomes the body of Christ. Moses raised by a stepmom, Jesus raised by a stepdad. I don't know, but what an...
You did it!
I love something!
Send them the prize. You get a McLaughlin in the mail. But that's a good one. And that's one that I... Yeah.
Never even thought
about it. It's got Bruce written all over it. You're going to get a book written about it next week.
Too much to do.
Yeah.
But Who said it? Do you know?
No, I just have their number, okay. But text me your number.
Whoever said that, that's a great question. Go figure that one out.
Yeah, and then so what does that, what can you project on the mother of Moses there? Well.
Hatshepsut?
Hatshepsut.
Who I think is the Egyptian that raised Moses. She came from a family line. All the men were named Moses. Only one. She's called the daughter of Pharaoh. It's her royal title. Only dynasty that used that title. That's what she's called in the Old Testament. She was completely unknown from history until, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and they found a pit with all of her stats. She'd been tried to be erased from her and her adopted son, Sinanmut, which is two Egyptian words, but not a name, which means his mother's brother.
Ha ha. Oh boy. Don't get Bruce going on that one, but that's a good one. Just we'll do a special on that. Why do you think Joseph wasn't there for Jesus' death? Mary was mentioned, but Joseph wasn't, right?
The thought is he's not there. He's never mentioned. The last time we hear about Joseph, and he's a big part of Jesus' life up until he just is not mentioned anymore. And so this, everyone just assumes that he died,
which is
that he passed away.
Doesn't make it true, but
it doesn't make it true. But when Jesus is 12 years old, he and Mary are both searching for him. Why'd you do this to your father and I? And we have been, very anxious. And so he's there and he's a big part of the life. But then all of a sudden it's 18 years later and Jesus is 30 and he's going down to be baptized. And from then on, there's a lot of, he goes back to his house, to his home, where they want to throw him off the cliff. His mother and brothers come to take him back. There's a lot of interaction. His mom travels with him.
Right.
At the cross, he asks the beloved disciple to take her into his house and as his mother. And it's like, well, what happened to Joe? Joseph was a righteous man. Joseph is now absent. If he's a righteous man and he's absent, most likely died. And in the sermon today, the point I was making is, you look at him, you go, well, why'd God choose this guy? His single biggest contribution may have been to be the closest thing to God on earth as far as a dad. Just give Jesus this incredible experience with a dad, with a father. As he's growing up, he grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And so there's these, we don't know how it all worked with him, but we know he was made like us in every way and he grew and matured. And it may be that Joseph's dying, having been a righteous man and close with his son, working together as carpenters, it may be that was his biggest, I just like to think that was his biggest mission. And when he died, everybody like, wait, he died? I thought this was God's chosen guy. He's like,
and you see the size of him? I mean, that guy's enormous. How did he?
And so a lot of times we look at death like that and we just don't see it from God's perspective.
Right.
And meanwhile, old Joe standing next to the father going, oh, perfect timing.
Yeah.
From this perspective, perfect because Jesus, that human side of Jesus, his heart is broken and he's really feeling the curse of death. And it's just going to galvanize that resolve to go and conquer it.
Yeah, ooh, that's good. That's true. Oh, that's great.
That's what I like to think.
Well, we might have to go out on that because I don't have any more for you. And anything else you want to add? Any points, leftovers, more salmon you want to eat before we go?
You gonna finish that egg McMuffin?
You know it.
You might have to have
take
both.
It on the road. Yeah. Salmon
we'll
McMuffin.
Have to do a little trading.
That's right.
Oh, love y'all.
Oh, love you guys. Thanks so much for sticking it out with us too today.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. And remember, you can always share it, especially if it's got in a smooth format at the end here. And if people kind of like said, I'll watch it tonight, let them know that we'll get a smooth thing up and running in just a minute here. And you can share it around and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Without any glitches.
Yes. I must say, I really enjoyed that message. Joseph doesn't get his due.
Yeah.
And here's the guy God chose as his own earthly dad. And again, mind-blowing when you really stop and think how crazy it is. The God, the Creator, wanted to have a human dad. He wanted to experience that, and he did.
Yeah.
Wow. Me too. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, guys.
Bye.